Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys,
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies
and we tangent.
Less effort to shave my pits than my legs, so.
Fuck. It went away. Huh. I was like searching for it. Like, sneeze.
Okay. It'll come back.
Sneeze. It didn't. I lost it.
What's up, everyone?
Hello.
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 I really liked that one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
So do you ever have anxiety?
Yes.
And when you can't like physically put a reason to it, you create a reason.
Uh-huh.
That's how this hairstyle came about.
Oh, okay. Explain.
I just was feeling really overwhelmed. Yeah. And I couldn't place it, and it wasn't any like physical tangible thing that I could control. It was just like an existing being around me. And yeah. So my way of dealing with something external that I can't control
is to
do something I can control. And it's like, you want to stress, I'll give you a reason to stress. You're about to crimp your hair and then record it for tens of thousands of people to see.
I think it looks good.
Thanks.
I think you look real friggin' punk rock and roll, baby.
Well, I tried to do that route with this crazy sexy cool tank top.
I love
this
that.
Isn't a tank top, this is a t-shirt. You're wearing a tank top. But
nobody
before that But before that, I had on this like oversized corduroy shirt with a black tube top. Very like slutty Jessie from The Parent Trap.
Oh.
That was the vibe I was going for. And then I was like, you don't remember Jessie?
Is it Chessie?
Jessie. It's Chessie?
The like housekeeper?
It's Chessie? With a C-H?
Yes.
No.
I saw that on the internet, so then I went to IMDb, and it is Chessie. I was like, wait, who's Chessie?
I'm having an existential crisis right now.
I'm sorry that I laid that on you.
Chessie?
Chessie. But, like, sorry if your name's Chessie.
Oh, my
gosh.
But
also, what's it short for?
Is it, well, my name's
Jessica? Cheshire Kitten?
Could you imagine someone's name being Cheshire Kitten?
What? I guess it would be Cheshire Cat. But I assume...
they grow older.
Yeah.
What? Oh, no. Yeah. No judgment if your name is Chessie. again, it's just a shock. Like that.
It's a shock.
It was a shock because I've lived how long of my life thinking it was Jesse. Yeah. This moment right now, I've got a migraine. Anyway, while I was doing my hair, while I was crimping my hair, literally every single, I did it with my straightener, every single flick of my wrist was like a resentment. It was like, this is a bad idea. This is about, we're still doing it, aren't we? We're still flicking the wrist. But as I was doing that, I looked and my tube top was a belt then. And I'm like, my boobs are out in the mirror right now. So this feels like a dangerous little outfit to wear. And also, like, where are we on the fashion spectrum with this hair and this outfit? So I figured if I put on a band tee,
it goes really well.
It was more cohesive. Yeah. And then it would look intentional and not like I had a panic attack.
And we're just like, I'm going to do this. Hey, at least you did it that way. Normally I do something permanent to my body in the form of, you know, a tattoo.
Yeah. Well, you're not allowed to do a tattoo right now.
It's really been great. And I haven't had that much anxiety, which has been nice.
That's shocking.
It really is. Like, what's going on? I really blame... No, I'm not going to say it.
Mercury?
I was going to say birth control.
Oh.
I think birth control had a big effect on my mental health. Because I got off that, it tanked real hard when I got off it.
Well, leveling your hormones out.
Yeah, but then when it leveled, I was like, oh my God, is this what normal people feel like? Amazing. Yeah. I still have my bouts with it, but not like terrible.
I felt so much better when I got off my birth control. And I remember trying to get back on it after I had Ollie. And I looked at Shane and I was like, I'm not doing this.
No.
I will not do this. So we'll track it. We'll do it like
under two.
I know. But then I'm like, you're getting...
Yeah.
Snipperooski, baby doll, because mama's not taking that anymore.
I'm scared because I told Corey, I was like, I'm not getting back on birth control, so do with that what you will. But it like ruined my mental health. And he was like, well, just be super careful. And I was like,
yeah, okay.
So many people say that. So I'm scared.
If I'm honest, I don't know how careful I was.
You were just like, ah, fuck it.
I was and I wasn't. I would like check to see when my days were.
Yeah.
But because my period was like off 3 days almost every month.
You never knew.
I took it as more of like a suggestion.
Yeah.
It was like a guess.
Not to mention, you can ovulate. And then there's like a 7-day window.
Yeah. Who has time to do the math?
No.
Not me.
And then what if you accidentally do it and then you ovulate and you're like, well, whoops, I didn't know I was going to ovulate that soon.
Well, whoops, now I went to a Styx concert and now I'm all horny. What am I to do?
Alcohol doesn't care that I'm not on birth control.
Yeah. Frick.
Just ramping this up.
Well, his name is Forrest.
What a blessing.
I know. It's going to be one.
I know. I loved that somebody left a comment, which I don't know if...
I responded to it. Did you see?
Yeah. I don't know if whoever you are, if you're watching right now, I loved it, by the way. But I don't know if you were one of the people that just mixes up our voices and then thought that I was Jerry and that she... But they were like, when is Jerry due? And you're like, I had my baby in 2020.
Yeah.
He's almost one.
Yeah.
But they did
negative 12 months ago.
Yeah. They did say they were listening back.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, maybe they don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't know I had him yet. Buckle up. That's a crazy episode.
She's like an elephant. She's pregnant for 2 years.
No, it's thank you.
Absolutely insane.
It felt like it those last couple weeks. My goodness. You're about there.
I know.
Yeah.
It feels simultaneously. I feel like I'm in like a, what's that thing called where there's like one reality is true, but also so is this one. You've never heard of that?
What? Whatever you just said? No. Yeah. Whatever the real version of it has never been presented to me in that way.
All right. Well, I'll think of it. Some kind of like theory, maybe. You guys let me know. I'm sure you know.
Wait, explain it to me one more time. Do it with your hands slower.
It's like two simultaneous realities exist at the same time.
Okay, so it's alternate like, reality?
Sort of. But it's like, I am simultaneously, I feel like this pregnancy's going so incredibly fast.
Yeah.
And then also that I've been pregnant for 3 years. And I think both of them are coexisting at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duality.
Sure.
That's a word I used like 2 episodes ago that I really liked. So I'm
like
just trying to
too.
Sprinkle it in whenever I can.
It's a good word.
So anything else? Anything else to check off? the list?
I want to say, I want to apologize right now for everybody that I'm going to be breathing. Like, I'm at the point where my lungs are so crowded and I just hear myself like heavy breathing all the time. It's upsetting. When I went on vacation. Oh, wait, I'm going to tell people about my vacation because we recorded an episode.
Oh, yeah, that was okay. So heads up, there's an episode that's coming out, I believe, in October.
Yep.
It's terrible.
It is?
No, it's fine. I just had anxiety. I dissociated almost the entire time we were recording because we sat down to record.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I thought, okay, this is what's coming out next week. And then while we were recording, you're like, this is for the future. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
And so it was really disorienting for me to be like, we're talking, but like none of this matters
for now.
For now. And I don't know what to do. Do I talk about what's happening right now? Because it's not going to matter when they listen to it in the future. And I saw something that's like, tell me you have anxiety without telling me you have anxiety.
That was it.
That moment, I was like, I no longer have any clue what is happening in this episode.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to tell you which one it is. You have to guess which one sucks in the future. But it's the one I talk about pissing my pants. And that's a little teaser for you guys. But we're trying to record so that I can get somewhat of a maternity leave going whenever the baby comes.
Yeah.
But I talked about my vacation a little bit. So anyways, vacation was great. That's all I want to say. But what I did, I had to share a hotel room with my mom, my sister, and my son, which is fine, except for my mom. Sorry, Mom. Snores like a fucking beast. Mm-hmm.
So does my mom.
Upsetting.
Yeah. Like, well, so do I.
Taylor told me at one point, she was like, Sierra, you bitch so much about Mom. And halfway through the night, you both were snoring.
I've heard when you're pregnant, you're more likely to snore.
Yeah. And I'm not sleeping in the correct positions I normally sleep in. I'm more on my side / like kind of on my back. Yeah. Normally I sleep straight on my stomach. So I don't know. But anyways, I got myself like noise canceling earplugs so I wouldn't hear her. But then that just amplifies your own sounds. And I was like, my God, I am breathing so heavily.
Yeah.
And I'm laying down.
Yeah.
I am at rest.
I hate sleeping in rooms where people snore, but I'm well aware that I snore.
Yeah.
And I'm told that my snore is like a
bad.
It's not loud, but it's just like
my mom's is a loud.
Oh, it's like Arnold, the guy who just always pops up behind people.
See, that's how I snore. If I snore, that's how I snore too, because I'm a mouth breather.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
I can't.
My nose betrays me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, what am I gonna do?
I can't breathe and do anything else at the same time. Like eating, I almost die every time I eat because I can't breathe through my nose. So if I am eating cereal, I have to do it slow or I have to breathe while it's coming up to my mouth in between bites. So it goes.
Let's just joke. We just inhale the air real quick.
Yeah.
I have a deviated septum, so.
Uh-huh, same.
I never had this problem.
I don't know for sure that I have a deviated septum.
Oh, I do. Look at that bad boy.
Yeah.
You see it?
Oh, honey, that is crooked.
It's got broken twice, so.
But you can't tell from looking straight at you. It's just when you tilt her up. And then your nostrils.
One of my nostrils is so small. It looks actually scary. It's like completely closed off.
It looks like trees in a hurricane. They're both just like leaning to one side.
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's.
Wait, what's mine look like?
Yeah, you kind of have. It's not as bad as mine, but it's definitely.
Well, I wasn't punched.
To be fair, I was more thrown into a car.
Okay. Fair.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Mine are like so long. I have really long nostrils.
I see that.
Okay. I mean, I'm insecure about it. Please don't so intensely agree.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
Okay.
I just can't see what you're talking about.
And when I laugh, they're like tense.
Have you ever seen my boyfriend?
Yes. Sometimes it's very hard to focus when he's talking because they flare and I'm like, are you doing that on purpose? Do you know you're doing that?
It's one of my favorite things about him. I think he's self-conscious about it too. Is he? Don't bring it up to him.
I feel bad. He doesn't watch, so he'll never do it.
Yeah, he'll never know that I said it. So don't say it to him.
Yeah,
but I think it's adorable.
Now, anytime anyone meets Corey, they're going to be. Did you say you're into my long nostrils?
I like them. Mm. Anytime they meet him, they're going to bring up his nostrils?
That's all they're going to focus on. They're just going to be like waiting for it to happen. But it's so annoying that I have these long, large nostrils and I still can't fucking breathe. It's like, what good are you? Such open, giant pathways.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah. Stupid.
I'm sorry. They're not that big.
Oh my God. The most they actually are, but I don't want you to feel bad about it. No. Sentence ever.
You have such strange insecurities.
I do.
The low knees. Things that I would never think about.
I'm not. Okay. I'm trying to think. Am I insecure? Yeah. But,
I saw your face when I agreed with the nostril thing.
Okay, so, do I care about my knees? Kind of. Do I care about my long, oh my God, low knees, long nostrils?
Band name, called it.
Seriously, low knees, long nostrils.
LN squared.
I really feel like that's like a poetry book title.
Yeah.
Oh my God, like a poetry slam? Low knees, long nostrils, can't breathe. Take me to the hospital.
I was going to go with fossil, so I like the
fossil?
Something fossil. Like I could be one because I will die because I can't breathe.
Wow, that was quite a journey.
Sorry.
Maybe leave it to me.
That's why I don't do poetry.
No, that's okay. Speaking of taking me to the hospital.
What?
Somebody call 911. Shorty's nostrils are so fucking long. Like, get her off the dance floor. Anyway. And also check out her low fucking knees while you're at it.
What's happening with her appendages?
Are they long or am I drunk? No, bitch, them knees are low. Anyway.
Low and long.
Sorry to anyone who I've made like stare at their knees in the mirror.
And now they're nostrils, because again, yeah. I'm going to go look at mine because I don't
know. Well, I already told you what yours look like.
Hurricane trees.
Yo, one of them just looks like it's really interested in what the other has to say.
It's like, tell me a secret.
Anyway. So, we are talking about 911 calls.
I want to keep saying 911. I almost said it. I'm sorry.
No, 911 calls. So, I was supposed to look up this podcast, and I didn't. I didn't look it up, and I'm so sorry, because you sent us a message at one point in time about your podcast, and I think that you read 911 calls.
Oh.
So
you have
if
a whole
I can
podcast dedicated to it,
yeah,
they got to be like doing some deep dives,
because they sent. Well, I think one of them is a dispatcher.
Oh,
and I think shit. It's been so long since I saw their message, and like we've said 1,000 times, sorry to repeat it, but like I can't find it.
It
now.
Gets buried. Like we'll read it and be like, oh, I'm definitely gonna reply to that, and then
or I'm gonna show it to you.
Yes, and then it gets absolutely buried.
So apologies to who you are. If you hear this, please send it to me and I'll share it. But I've also seen it on TikTok where people will read or like make art to 911 calls. And we're not doing like
sad ones.
I mean, they're all serious because it's 911 calls. But I will say not all of them are real.
Yeah, okay.
There's a Netflix show called... Oh, shit. Oh my God, how bad am I? Doesn't matter. There's a Netflix show.
Yeah.
And they have fake... Did I write it down? Who's got notes today? I used a printer. Paradise PD, which is a Netflix animated show, mark. And they have 911 calls on there. Mm. And so at first I was watching compilations.
Compilations.
I truly thought there was compilations. So like...
I also thought her name was Jessie.
My whole fucking life is a lie. But I was watching these compilations of these 911 calls, and I'm like, that seems fucking wild what that is. And then I realized it said Paradise News on it. And so I Googled Paradise News, and I was like, that's an animated Netflix show. So now I feel stupid. So before anyone hears us read some of these.
Yeah. Some of them says, aren't real.
Like, hey, joke's on you, you big dumb idiot.
We already know.
I know it's not real, but it's still funny. Yeah. Because I didn't know it was a show, so there's a chance that some of you might not know it's a show, and it doesn't matter.
We're just here to have a good time, not a real time. We're here None of this is real.
We're here for a good time, not a real time. So there's that. Okay, so first, I thought it would be interesting to figure out where 911 came from. Like, why do we do it?
Yeah.
So I have a little bit here that I gathered from the Wikipedia.
Okay.
Okay. So it's not a lot. I'm going to be reading this straight ass from Wikipedia. So none of this is my own words. Okay. The first known use of a national emergency telephone number began in the United Kingdom in 1937 to 1938 using the number 999, which I believe they still use in the UK, which continues to this day. Wow. Had I just read ahead.
A little bit. In 1937?
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's like so late.
I wonder when the telephone was made.
Oh.
Yeah. Definitely before that, right? Obviously. In the United States, the first 911 call was made in Haleyville, Alabama in 1968 by Alabama Speaker of the House, Rankin Fite, and answered...
Sorry, what's his name? That's not a real person.
Rankin Fite.
Rankin Fite.
Yeah, as soon as I read that, I'm like, are you fucking with me, Wikipedia? I feel maybe like you are. And it was answered by the U.S. Rep. Tom Bevel? Bevel.
That sounds more
so
real.
One of them called the other and was like, does this work?
Emergency.
Hey, is your refrigerator ready? You better catch it.
You better take it to a hospital.
You better take it to a hospital.
Yeah, because 911.
What other like prank calls would people do?
I prank called a lot, and I'm not proud of myself.
Prank called. That was like classic sleepover.
Yes.
Prank calls. Me and my friend Amber used, like, everyone else was sleeping, and we would prank call people.
Did you ever prank call like at a guy's house?
What?
Okay. And then you'd be like, hey, so-and-so, I just wanted to tell you that my friend so-and-so thinks you're really hot. And the girl is sitting with you. The girl was me.
No.
And then the guy would be like, oh, no, I'm not into her. And it'd be on speakerphone and everyone's around. And I'm like,
oh, my God, that's bullying.
It is.
And then that was not a fun prank.
And the girl would be like, oh, that's so weird. And he's like, please don't tell her. I don't want to be rude, but like, she's got like, I'm just not into the way that she looks.
Have you seen her nostrils?
And I would be sitting there like, we can wrap up this phone call.
Oh, my God.
At any time.
Damn, no, I did tell someone I was going to leave a dead horse in their bed.
I think I was there. I was at that sleepover.
They were supposed to meet me at the corner of, I had listed the name.
It was also kids in our class, right? That we did this to? That you did this to?
Yes.
Yeah, I was at that sleepover.
It was at Lindsay's house.
Oh, maybe I wasn't at that sleepover.
I was going to say, I wouldn't think that you would be at the sleepover.
Maybe
I just often was telling people I was going to put a dead horse in their bed.
Either I heard the story or...
Something was definitely wrong with me. And that I was going to hit them with wet pool noodles.
I feel like I was there.
Maybe I called you.
Maybe it was me. And I was just like, you guys, these prank phone calls aren't very fun anymore. Thanks, bye.
They're not fun. Like, I don't know why I told people any of that or thought that it was like a funny prank. That's a threat. Like, someone could like straight up be like, you're harassing me.
That was in a mafia movie though, right?
Was it
the dead horse that in the bed? Yeah, that was in like the, what's the fucking mafia movie called?
The Godfather.
That's it.
I'd never even seen The Godfather.
Well, that's where you got it from. But you just, I hope that wasn't just something that you came up with on your own.
Certainly. That was really weird. There's definitely something fucking wrong with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Where am I? In Canada, 911 service was adopted in 1972, and the first 911 call occurred after 1974.
Wow, that's so late.
Yeah, in London, Ontario.
Wow.
In the United States, the push for the development of a nationwide American emergency telephone number came in 1957 when the National Association... a hard word for you to say. A fire chiefs recommended that a single number be used for reporting fires.
Wow.
In 1964, an attack on a woman in New York City, Kitty Genovese.
Kitty Genovese.
You know Kitty Genovese?
Oh, that's a good one. If we, I might make that a true crime one because that is a good one.
Wait, didn't we just use a full name of a cat earlier?
Cheshire Kitty Genovese.
This isn't funny.
I know, because she died, and that was really sad.
Yeah. But the attack of her helped to greatly increase the urgency of the effort to create a central emergency number.
And I know why, and I'll tell you.
Later.
One of these days.
Genovese had called for help, but no one had called the police. Some experts,
son of a bitch.
Some experts theorized that one source of reluctance to call police was due to the complexity of doing so. Any calls to the police would go to a local precinct, and any response might depend on which individual sergeant or other ranking personnel might handle the call.
I mean, that is, it is a pain in the ass. I remember when I was being literally stalked.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to call 911 for everything, because you know that it's an emergency, like, line. So, like, I had a stalker. Yeah. Kept coming to my house and would just bang on my door, like literally. And so I stopped calling 911 after the first time because they were like, call the police. I think they literally told me that. And I was like,
they didn't transfer you to the police?
No, they were just like, this is an emergency line. You can call this number or whatever. So I called the police and then I would do it every time. But it is kind of a pain. You got to like Google the number. I didn't have it on hand.
I would think that they would just transfer you.
Well, let me tell you something about the world. They don't really give a fuck about stalking. Here's what they tell you, basically. It's like, well, let us know if anything happens. We can't really do much.
Hey, how am I supposed to tell you until it, like...
I'm like, I would like to stop it before anything terrible happens to me. Thank you. Yeah.
That's so bizarre to me.
They sent somebody out there, but after he left, and then they were like, oh, nobody's here. And I'm like, yeah, but he's going to come back. That's the thing I'm telling you, is he's going to come back.
Yeah.
He's been here. Like, there was footprints in the snow.
It's like, seems like those are your footprints, miss. Don't call us again.
Sorry, we're very busy.
Yeah. In 1967, the President's Commission on Law Enforcement and Administration of Justice recommended the creation of a single number that could be used nationwide for reporting emergencies. The Federal Communications Commission then met with AT&T in November 1967 in order to choose the number.
Ooh.
And so they chose 911.
Oh.
Okay, so that's all I had because I felt like, what more is there to know?
That's good.
Other than just like...
I learned something and I appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, so what I've done here is I have gone through and chosen 5 calls. I don't know how many of them are real. I know at least one of them is real. And I have given you highlighted script, okay? Script.
Oh.
So you're going to be, sometimes you're the dispatcher and sometimes you're the caller.
Okay.
So you only have to read what's on here. I have the full script.
Oh, I already know
what happened, so it doesn't matter that I have the full script. You're not going to know the entirety of the call. It's also double-sided. I didn't know that my printer did double-sided.
That's really cool. Your printer does so many things.
Well, it's also on this stand back there that is not... Don't read ahead.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
Well, I was like, how's it go right to call number 3? I forgot that it was double-sided already.
I just told you. But... it's on this little stand that is not sturdy at all. So every time it prints, it just shakes violently side to side.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how anything is straight. It's very impressive printer. HP. Not sponsored. We get to say that for real now.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I would like to say before we start, I have allergies. I said this in the other one, but you're not going to see it till October. So if you hear me trying to clear my throat or some kind of like a gargly sound... it's my allergies.
Let me clear my throat.
I don't have COVID. I got tested.
I have a migraine.
She does have COVID.
And that's,
You don't have any other symptoms, but maybe you.
I got, my migraines came from my pregnancies.
Yeah.
And I am menstruating. I am riding the red pony right now. So
that's, remember, that's when I used to get mine. Again, birth control. Woof.
Well, what's annoying is any pregnancy symptoms that you acquire during your pregnancies then become your PMS symptoms.
Yes.
They didn't used to be this bad.
It's
that's
so terrible.
Stupid. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
So I'm the dispatcher for the first one.
Call number one.
Okay, ready? 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, so I need cleanup service and a doctor or whatever.
Sir, are you injured?
I think so, but I can't really tell what's left.
What's left of what?
My wife was in the bathroom, so I figured I'd just go in the sinkhole, and I slipped on my own piss, caught my dong in the sinkhole. I tried to pull myself up and hit the dang switch and got the disposal turned on.
Wait, what?
I just ground my own dick.
Are you serious?
I just ground my own dick.
Oh my God.
The disposal has disposed my dick all over the walls.
Sir, help is on the way.
Oh, ma'am, it's like the Tasmanian devil fuck wild on some spaghetti in here.
Sir, if you could unlock your door, the EMT will assist you.
Oh, ma'am. It's like a slip and slide fell from hell. I'm passing out.
Sir. Sir.
Oh.
Ed Seed. Ed Seed. That was a good one.
That one was the first one that I realized was from the Netflix show. Because I'm like,
so don't get mad at us and be like, they're laughing because his dick got ground off.
No.
It's not real.
No, this one certainly isn't real. Oh, that is. I do want to say that, like, if we are laughing or making light of these calls, whether they're real or not, it's more so of a shock situation and not because any of these situations are fucking funny.
No.
Obviously, anytime 911 is called, it is a serious thing.
Except, and did you see the one with the... Oh, maybe it'll be in here. I won't say that.
Which one?
The weed... They ate too many weed brownies or something?
No, that's not on there. But it's also a serious thing if you call and you take up time.
Yeah.
Like emergency time and it's not necessarily an emergency. Are you okay?
I wanted to take a drink and I just shoved that migraine in my own face.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience, because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in, but are like going to make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus, the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me. But there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the year is here. It's Way Day. Right now, you can score up to 80% off at Wayfair. Save on sofas and cookware, dining sets and rugs and beds, wall art, bar cards, floor lamps, ceiling fans, home decor, all things outdoor, and way more. All up to 80% off right now. Plus, everything ships free. And flash deals are launching all Way Day long. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year. Shop Way Day right now from May 6th at Wayfair.com.
Every style, every home.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean
every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, you put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor, because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. Medela, the mark of the fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What is the most important thing to you when it comes to menstrual care?
I would say probably not having to worry about leaking, going about my day, and not worrying about having to run to the bathroom when you feel that, oh, what's going on?
I think I'd agree.
Yeah.
And that's why we're excited to tell you about Flex.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex.
There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body.
It's not a cup and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any period product you've ever seen before. One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and it holds as much flow as 3 super tampons.
Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex.
Yes, my white sheets love that for me.
Flex Discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons. So, they are planet friendly.
And if you want to go with zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one.
The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy. You already know how to use it and you won't lose it.
Yes, which is very important. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. So when I say like this is easier to use than tampons, I really truly believe that.
Well, this beginner is grateful for that.
Yes. It's also velvety soft and completely body safe, and it lasts for years.
So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/tangents and use code tangents for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits.
Or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus, you get free U.S. shipping. That's code TANGENTS at Flex, F-L-E-X, fits.com/tangents. I do see me look at the mic like I was offended that it came towards my face that fast. I was like, you want to fucking square up?
Oh my God. I think that's, do you remember that one, you were reading a quote and it said something like I smacked it like it was a bitch. I think you were talking about your mic. I remember that now. One of the, to get into our fangents page, one of the questions is, what's your favorite L&T quote? By the way, if you don't answer the questions when you're trying to get in, it is hard to approve you because we've had people come in who were scammers and who were...
for podcasty reasons. And we're trying to keep our baby safe.
Yeah.
So I apologize if you're just waiting in limbo, but like, please just answer the questions. They don't even have to be good. You can just say like... I've had people who are like, sorry, I don't know a quote right off the top of my head. Yeah. I have ADHD. Love you guys, though.
But I like that's fine. This episode or something like that. This was the one I was listening to. Just like something so we know that you're... If we could do one of those Google things where we tell you to just like click all the squares with cars in it, we
so
would.
So we know that you're not a scammer. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I do love... I really enjoy reading some of those quotes because I'm like, when the fuck did I say that? And also, I love it.
I know.
It's my favorite.
Okay.
So
oh,
I'm a...
We need Shane for this one.
Okay.
This one has a surprise extra person. Let's call Shane Ariner.
Oh, I have to.
Yes.
I need you.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye. Love you. Bye.
I'm trying to get into character, and I feel like my character might be drunk.
Don't read ahead.
This is from the second thing that I read.
Okay. Okay, to be... Yeah, fair enough. This is going to be weird, too. Anyway, okay. Come here, please.
Hello. How's he gonna just right behind you?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
Okay, so you're the red.
Okay.
Okay. Are you close enough?
I'll be fine.
Okay. 911, what's your emergency?
I did something bad.
Is anyone hurt?
I guess somebody else.
That's a burp.
It says burps.
I kissed somebody else. I don't even know him.
Is this an emergency?
Jasmine, why are you on the ground?
Brad, I'm sorry.
Ma'am, can you hear me?
What happened?
I kissed somebody.
Ma'am?
Oh, is this me?
Oh, no. Why did you do that, Jasmine?
Because I'm afraid I'm going to screw it up because I'm a screw up.
No, you're not a screw up. I screw up all the time.
Ma'am?
God, it hurts, but I forgive you. I love you.
Oh my God, Brad, I love you.
Jasmine, will you marry me?
Oh, wow.
Yes, oh my.
Congratulations, goodbye.
I want pizza.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad.
And scene.
Thank you, Brad. I don't know if that one is real, but as I was listening to it, whenever she was like, I did something bad, I'm like, oh my God, this is transporting me back to so many times of my life.
Same.
And then when Brad popped up, Jasmine, why did you do that, Jasmine? Oh, it really got me.
I was really hoping I could conjure up a burp for that.
Are you good at burping on command? That was it?
That's all I could do. My throat did gargle, though. Here's the thing. I have mad heartburn right now because I ate so much pizza and meatballs and green beans and rice. Okay. I'm very hungry a lot all the time. And earlier I burped and a little bit of meatballs came out.
Did you have the firecracker meatballs?
Yes!
Me too!
Hello Fresh. Not sponsored, sponsored.
Ollie really likes fake burping. And like for a while.
He did it like 40 times at me the one time.
I know. And he always will do it. And then I go, skew me. Skew me. Skew. And I'm like, you think you're so freaking cute and you're right.
Yeah.
But also
you're going to make yourself throw up.
And he has.
Yeah.
He doesn't know any better.
And he has.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm the dispatcher.
I
knew
feel
I
like
conjure up a real
I am,
one.
I think I'm going to cut out a couple of those burps because I feel like there are people who are going to be like so turned off, but like they're kind
sorry.
Of whatever.
911, what's your emergency?
I think somebody broke into my house. He's in my living room.
Okay, stay where you are. We're going to send someone over right now.
Hang on, I'm going to investigate.
You do not have to do that.
That ain't no man. It's a dog. And I hate dogs.
If there's a dog, it could be rabid. Do not approach
it. I'm approaching the rabid dog now.
Do not approach the dog.
I think it's a Labradoodles. Looks like a baby. He's coming up to me now.
Sir, get out of the room.
The dog is in my face. Oh, 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 he's kissing me. Oh, it's very nice. And now I like dogs.
Sir, is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, it's very okay. I'm getting kissed by a doggy. I think I'll name him Gregor Knee.
Gregor Knee.
Oh, what? Should it be Jesse?
Yes.
Okay.
Gregor Knee.
Oh, I think I'll name him Gregor
Mark
Knee.
My words, if I have a boy, I am naming them Galen Gregor Knee.
Gregor Knee Gale.
Yeah.
GG Parsons.
Oh my God.
Oh, Gregor Knee. Oh my gosh. This is giving me, like, this is not helping my headache.
I'm so sorry.
Neither is this tequila. That's my fault. That's my fault.
That's my fault.
I felt like Mario. That's my fault. Oh, that's my fault.
Oh my God. If it helps, I got a wicked backache right now. Mm.
I don't know how that would help, but
well,
thanks for sharing
know.
With the
You're
club.
Welcome.
Oh.
I do what I can when I can.
Okay.
Pausies?
Yeah.
Good, because I'm going to have to pee. Because that last one almost made me tinkle on the couch.
I wanted to bring this up before I got distracted about it being a fake phone call, that first one. Because whenever I first listened to it, the one about his dick getting ground up like a Tasmanian devil eating spaghetti, I kept thinking, if that was real, if it, because at the time when I was listening to it, I didn't know it was fake. If it was real, he said his wife was in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So, what is she doing in there? Is she just going to come out and see this carnage?
Probably. Why was his dick in the sink?
Well, it was fake. But
why?
But if it's real, he slipped, remember? He slipped. He tried to piss and he tried to pee in the sink.
Oh, he was peeing.
He tried to pee in the sink because his wife was in the bathroom.
No, you go in and pee with your, yeah.
You go outside.
Oh, yeah.
You have so many options.
I used to pee in sinks at bars.
You did?
A couple times.
Oh, my God. I do remember. I think I've told this story.
Don't drunk me anywhere. Because if I'll go in with my friend, I'm like, one toilet, that's fine. There's two now.
Oh, my God.
One time I peed in their trash can. Oh. Anything's a toilet if you try hard enough.
You're right. You're right.
You know?
I do remember I was vomiting on my 21st birthday in the toilet, and there was only one stall, and a girl came in, and she was like, I heard her. For some reason, my hearing becomes really good when I'm drunk, and I immediately try and convince people I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
And so I was throwing up because I was drunk. And I heard her say, oh, is she throwing up in there? And I went, you can use it. And I stopped. I stopped puking. And I like went over to the sink and I go, I use this. And I just start vomiting into the sink and like chauffeur her into the toilet that I had vomited all over. Like, there you go. I wasn't just doing what you thought I was doing.
You're welcome.
And then I sat down barefoot on the ground like a real class act.
God, drunk girls are my favorite. And also sometimes the worst.
Honestly.
When they're me.
That might be a transition. Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. Okay, we still have another one.
It is. I will say it's a little difficult. So if you hear me pausing, because I never know when to start talking.
I know.
I'm just
trying
have
to figure
my
out
parts.
Where I am. Okay, we're at
call number four.
Okay. So I'm the dispatcher.
Okay.
Right? Okay. 911, what's your emergency?
I have knife hands.
Excuse me?
I looked down and my hands were knives.
Your hands are knives?
Yeah.
Can you put the knives down?
No, they're my hands.
All right. Where are you?
I don't want knife hands. I can't pet my cat. I can't high five anything.
It's okay, sir. I wrote sire. I need a knight. Sire, it's fine.
It's okay, my lad.
Oh.
This was in 1937.
This was in The Lion King. I'm Zazu.
Sire! In the Pride Lands.
With your knife hands. Sire, in the Pride Lands. With your knife hands. Okay, anyway. It's okay, sir. Let's work this out.
What am I going to do? Be a chef? Just chop, chop, chop my whole life? Nothing but chopping? Nuh-uh, chop that.
How did you call 911?
I called on my phone.
Uh-huh. And what did you dial the number? How did you dial the number?
With my fingers?
Okay, where are your fingers?
On my hands? Oh, good. They're back. Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. Look at them. I love these hands. What's your name? Is it Sharon?
No.
Oh, Sharon, you're an angel.
I am not.
That's what an angel would say. Thank you, Sharon. Oh. Wait, I think that's the one with the guy that got really high.
Yeah, at the end of it, he says that the acid was really good. But I think this is a fake one.
Yeah.
Because it had the same background as the other Paradise one. And I was like, damn it, I really want this to be a real one.
Oh, that's but phenomenal.
I will say that one time, let's see, how can I censor this? One time I went to the moon after I, how can I make this incognito? One time I inhaled
a leaf. A leafy product
from a bottle.
Okay.
Okay. That, you know, it had a hole in it.
Yeah.
We made a bong out of a water bottle.
I love this.
Okay, anyway, how can I say this? One time, I went to the moon.
Okay.
After I participated in something that's legal in some states.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Most states. Yeah. At least medically.
Yes.
Medicinally.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, the stuff that is people incarcerated for absolutely no fucking reason disproportionately and then is bragged about for rich white people.
Oh my God. I do know that exact thing.
Okay.
Yes.
So that. I couldn't use my hands.
Sure.
Like they were stuck in an upright position.
Okay.
And my friend was in charge of them. Like she was controlling me like I was a fucking marionette.
I feel like something else was in your lettuce.
No. You maybe. Should. I don't know.
Because.
They called me Dino Jerry.
Okay. Because
I had T-Rex hands. Okay. I couldn't even itch my nose unless she told me to. And then when I did, I had to like my hand, I remember feeling my hand like flick onto my face. Like yeah. I wasn't in control of it. It was the most
Someone
bizarre.
Else owns these hands now.
Yeah. It was the most bizarre feeling in the world. And like, yeah. I remember calling Shane freaking out that I couldn't get my hands to go down. They were just like up in the air. And then I sat down and they dropped and I go, oh, never mind. They're fixed. And I hung up and I stood up and immediately they went like this. And I was like, what the fuck? Have you ever like held your hands straight in a doorway
yes.
in a fist? And then when you step out of the doorway, they like raise up. That's the feeling in my arms the whole time I was high. Whole time.
Okay. What? Do you ever like black out when you do it? And then you come to and you're like, whoa, I am high.
No, but I haven't done like, it in a really long time.
Well, I one time did with my sister in a bar. Uh-huh. Well, she didn't. I think I was the only one that did it. Anyways, she was really drunk. Mm. And I blacked out for a bit. Now, I was also drinking, so it could have been blacked out from that. Mm-hmm. When I came to, she was sitting on the toilet. I was in the stall with her with my arm up. The microphone is her face. Uh-huh. And we were just laughing at each other. What? And I don't know why. And then I was just like, ooh, I'm high. And then we walked out of the bathroom.
Oh.
And I don't remember why yeah. was I in there with her?
Yeah.
What was so funny? Neither one of us. We were just
anything
like,
is funny.
It was.
Anything.
We took a bunch of videos that night and then mm-hmm. when we watched them the next day, we're like, what the fuck are we saying?
That happened to me. I was that night, what?
Sorry, one time also I got so high that I made a PowerPoint presentation of why My Humps is the greatest song ever written.
Well, duh.
Yeah. So
Fergalicious definition make the boys go loco.
I know.
Slide number one. Fuck, what was I going to say?
I'm so sorry. About blacking out, me and my sister laughing face to face.
Okay.
Videos.
The night that I couldn't control my arms, I took an entire tub of Lloyd's pulled pork.
Okay.
And mixed it with a bunch of Velveeta cheese.
Oh, I'm
and
here
I was
with this.
Dipping hamburger buns in it. And I was like, this is the most delicious thing anyone has ever made. I'm a goddamn chef.
Yep.
And then I went home to my parents. And I was like, you guys are not going to believe this fucking dip, okay? I discovered it at college. And I got Lloyd's pulled pork and some Velveeta. And I was like, but you have to dip bread in it. And it was fucking gross. It was so bad. Nothing against Lloyd's pulled pork or Velveeta, but just like...
shouldn't be mixed.
No, or dipped with bread. Like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Why wouldn't you scoop it onto the bread?
I don't know. I don't know.
So high.
Yeah, it was a dip.
Oh, I love that.
It was
that.
Like fondue, and truly, fondant.
And I was going to say, it was more of a fondant.
It was definitely a fondant. Okay.
Okay. I'm on number five.
This is the last one.
I'm the dispatcher?
You are, and you'll find out why. Okay. I decided not to make you the caller.
Okay. Clark County 9... I almost said 9/11. Clark County 911.
Fuck, where am I? Hold on. Oh, there's the fingers. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Clark County 911.
Somebody's really drunk driving down Granton Road.
Really kind of where this is going. Which way are they going?
They're going
towards Granton or Neillsville.
Towards Granton.
Okay, are you behind them or?
No, I am them.
You am them?
Yes, I am them.
Sorry, real quick, you wrote Oak Day.
I just saw I wrote Oak Day.
Oak Day. Okay, so you want to call a report that you were driving drunk?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Mary.
Okay, hold on a second, Mary. Okay?
Okay.
Are you still driving right now?
Yes.
Do you want to stop driving before you get into an accident?
Yeah, I'll stop.
Are you going to stop right now?
Yes, I'll stop right now.
Okay, just hold on a second, okay?
Okay, I'm stopping.
Are you still there, sir?
Yes. No, I'm a ma'am.
Sorry about that.
Should I turn my car off and turn the flashers on?
That's fine. If you want to turn it off and turn them off.
turn them on. Sorry, I transcribed all this.
It's okay. And turn them on so we can find you. Where are you coming from?
I came from Neillsville. I'm coming from...
You were drinking in Neillsville?
I was drinking all over. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be driving. How many people you get to call in on themselves?
Not many. Oh, I don't have another page.
That's it. That's it. That was it. It ended with Mary just being on the side of the road. And then she was like, I see someone coming. And he's like, you see someone coming? And she's like, yeah, I see someone coming. And she's like, never mind. I think they're passing. Oh, nope. That's the flashers. I think that they're here. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to let you go so you can talk to them. Oh, there's another part in there where she was like, am I going to go to jail? And he's like, well, yeah, Mary, if you over the legal driving limit, yeah, you're going to go to jail. She was like twice the legal limit.
So this was real?
Yes, this was real. They showed her mugshot. And she was 2 miles from home when she called the police on herself.
Oh, Mary.
I know.
But also good for you, but also, oh, Mary.
Bad for you. Like, don't ever get in the fucking car.
Well, that, yeah. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you drive drunk, at least call the police on yourself.
Yeah, no.
No, don't drive drunk.
Yeah, don't drive drunk. That was one of the ones where I was like, if we're going to be reading these, it's not funny. And like, right. We're people who know we had someone close to you pass away because of a drunk driver.
Right.
Like it's something that it's we obviously funny. Take very seriously.
Right.
This was just in a compilation of dumbest 911 calls. I was going to ask you if you've ever called 911, but you have.
Oh yeah.
Multiple times.
A lot. Yeah. Have you?
Only once on accident.
Oh, you've never had to call in an emergency?
No. I'm trying to think if I ever have had to call in an emergency. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I thought it was an emergency when I was a child and my sister pushed me into a door. And I thought, I must call them because you're being
such
a bitch.
Meanie. A bitch.
Yeah, 8-year-old Jerry was like, you're a bitch. I'm calling 911. No.
My little sister called. Here's a fun thing. If you give kids cell phones to play with that are like not in use anymore,
yeah.
Or like you don't have minutes on them. Wait, where the fuck are we? 2001?
Yeah.
Don't have minutes on them. If they're like not, what's the word called now that we have them activated? They're not activated.
Oh, yeah. They still do call 911.
So be careful because my little sister called 911 on a little play cell phone that was a real cell phone, just wasn't activated.
Yeah.
And they
Ollie
show
did
up.
That the other day because you can press like one of the volume buttons and the lock screen and
there's
it'll automatically
emergency.
Call. And it just started going boop, boop, boop. And we were like,
uh-oh. Yeah.
I do remember the police came to my house in Kent whenever I wasn't there, but my roommate was there. We got someone broke into our house and stole our TV.
Oh my God!
And stole a bunch of random stuff. Yeah.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it was scary, especially because it was like around Thanksgiving time and she was home by herself. She came home and she was like, there's no fucking TV.
Where's all our fucking shit?
And she called me and I was sleeping at my parents' house and I'm like, hey, Jessica, so sorry this is happening. What the fuck do you want me to do about it?
I'm so far away and also it sleeps.
Yeah. So sorry. I cannot help you right now.
Nope. I almost got a job recently as, well, during COVID, as a dispatcher.
Really?
I applied for it and I got an interview and everything. And then I was like, you know what? I don't think I could do this job.
You know what? Never mind.
Actually, turns out I think it's just I can't, full respect to dispatchers, I can't imagine some of the shit they have to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I can mentally handle that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is a lot. And I just don't know that I could. I was like, this sounds like a fun job. Why? No. Yeah.
I wonder what the majority of the calls are that they get.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, like, you always hear the really intense calls, but, like, I would think that those are more few and far between. Maybe not. I don't know.
I'm sure, like, elderly people being unconscious, maybe.
Oh, that would suck. Oh, I did call 911.
Oh, did you?
I called for my neighbor whenever she had vertigo that one time and she was like throwing up.
Oh, yeah. I've called a bunch at my old work too, at my old job, because we've had people pass out and stuff there. It's just sad. You just meat sweats, I'm telling you. It's real.
I think my roommates called again, Mario Kart Erica and Jessica, when we were living in Kent. Because they were scared after we got broken into that one time, I remember they called. Erica was in my room and she was like hovering over my bed and she's like, Jerry, the police are on their way. I'm like, fucking why?
Why now?
And she said that they thought someone was in the house and they were hearing noises. Now, this was about the time that a lot of paranormal stuff was happening in our house.
Ooh,
so
creepy.
And then it happened one other time, but... They were in one room looking under the door and they were convinced someone was standing outside the door. It was the vacuum.
Been there.
But yeah.
They were also high.
The police. No, they were totally sober. But like, yeah, the police came to our house multiple times. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because what are you going to do? Open it up and see? Mm-mm. No, thank you.
And so they made the police do it and they were like, it's a fucking vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Love
but
that.
To be fair. There was more paranormal stuff happening in that house because we moved to a different house and then my sister was living with us too.
Mm-hmm.
So the four of us were living there and Sam and I were at home. And at the same time, a shelf in her room and a shelf in my room both fell off the wall at the exact same time on two different floors. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm going to tangent off that story for a minute. Yeah. Do you remember that one time I was... Hold
Are
on,
we going into ghost stories now?
Maybe, but okay. Not really for okay. me. I was sitting at my computer. I was like newly pregnant with Noah. So I had just moved out and had moved in with Noah's dad.
Yeah.
And he wasn't home. And I hear ting, 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 ting. And it's my friggin', we didn't have a couch. We had a futon.
Yeah.
Because we were poor. And we had just moved.
Yeah.
And so it's the back of that, like, just rattling, ting, 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 against the wall. And then I look around and everything is shaking. And I was like, oh, my God, it is a fucking ghost. It was an earthquake.
It was?
Remember? In that 2012, we had that real small one.
Oh, yeah.
But it was big enough that, like, yeah, it shook, like, everything in my house. And I felt it. I just thought it was funny. My first thought, I was like, this is ghost for fucking sure.
Well, to be like, fair, no. In Ohio, it's more likely to be a ghost than it is an earthquake.
That was like the biggest earthquake we've ever had. And it literally, all it did was like, bing, 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 rattle my shit. Most people didn't just fucking rattle my shit.
I had a nickel for every time someone rattled my shit with a little ting, 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 ting.
I call them the old earthquake.
I do.
Give them the old mini quake.
Anyway, well... That's all I had for that. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I don't know if it was fun or not. I thought maybe it would be.
I had a good time.
Just a break. I know last week was like kind of heavy and emotional and super. I loved it. Like,
yeah, it was beautiful.
We've gotten such amazing feedback from the 100th episode. And thank you to everyone who has sent in messages for the episode or sent in messages after. Like,
incredible.
Yeah, it's so meaningful to us. And like seeing you guys connect with each other has been amazing. Yeah. So this was kind of just like a little... I don't want to say palate cleanser, but just like a little
pick me up, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Fucking you guys get it. Sorry. Anyway, that was whatever the fuck that was with 911 calls. Okay. Hope you had fun.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the year is here. It's Way Day. Right now, you can score up to 80% off at Wayfair. Save on sofas and cookware, dining sets and rugs and beds, wall art, bar cards, floor lamps, ceiling fans, home decor, all things outdoor, and way more. All up to 80% off right now. Plus, everything ships free. And flash deals are launching all Way Day long. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year. Shop Way Day right now, May 6th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.